两次的时间里面会把希伯来书讲完了。第一章。
We're going to finish chapter one of the book of Hebrews.
讲完以后你们会不会背起来啊？
Are you able to memorize it?
第一章会不会背啊？
Can you memorize
it? 大概你会背第一到第三节就是。
Yeah, probably from verse 1 to verse 3, I can memorize.
好，我们大家再读第一到第三节。
Let's read verse 1 to verse 3.
以后就跳到第十到第十四节。
And then we move to verses 10 to 14.
好，我们看，大家一同来念希伯来书第一章第一到第三节。上帝既然在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。第四节我读，他所承受的名远超过天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。大家一同读第十一直到第十四节，一同来读，一二三。主啊，你基督立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的，天地都要废弃，你却要长存，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你就将天地卷起来像一件的外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。所有的天使上帝从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。天使岂不都是父的灵奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人劳力吗？我们上个礼拜已经讲到最后这一节了。
Last week we already reached verse 14, the last verse.
我们更精细的思想了圣经中的天使论。
And now we want to go into further detail about angels in the Bible.
特别是以救主以及以救恩以及以承受救恩的圣徒有关系的圣经的天使的教训。
Especially the scriptural teaching in relation between the angels and those who inherit salvation.
我们大家一同开始一同来祷告，大家低头祷告。主，我们恭敬把今天晚上的聚会交托给你，愿主你用托住万有全能的命令，也就是大有能力的话语托住这个聚会，给将你的范义的无论他们的身体、他们的精神、他们的思想、他们的灵性，都有主你自己托住的能力与他们同在。主，求主给听的人有主你自己的托住，给我们在你的面前以受教的耳朵、谦卑的心来到你面前领受你的话语。主，求主你启示真理的圣灵再一次引导光照我们，带领我们，使我们在你真道上长进。我们把一切荣耀归给你，如此仰望祈求，是奉耶稣基督那超过万名之上、超过执政掌权之上的名而祈求你。阿们。十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀，我从罪受洗清洁，为超越主宝的。感谢上帝带领我们这个查经的讲座。
Thanks be to God for His guidance for all this week.
上个礼拜一，我们也正式开始马来西亚的首都吉隆坡第一次的讲座。
And last Monday we started the first exposition in Kuala Lumpur.
吉隆坡我所讲的是罗马人书。
And in Kuala Lumpur we are on the book of Romans.
其他的城市都是讲希伯来书。
And for the other cities we are on the book of Hebrews.
那我们要问香港、台北讲罗马人书怎么办呢？
But what if there's a demand for Romans from Hong Kong?
他们是香港的讲员很多。
You see, there are many speakers in Hong Kong.
香港每年的演讲会也很多人。
And there are a lot of expositions in Hong Kong.
我罗马书是比较常讲的题目。
And Romans is a pretty common topic for them.
所以他们都选了希伯来书。
And so they selected the book of Hebrews.
当然我知道你们都可以买很多的圣经注释。
I know that you can buy a lot of commentaries.
但是我们的讲座跟圣经注释的方法论是不一样的。
Our exposition is very different in the area of methodology.
我们注重信息有能力的带出来。
We want to bring out the message with strength and power.
我们注重这已经写下的话，以现代人的生活，我们个别的关系是怎么样的。
And we put great emphasis on the relationship between the Word and our everyday life.
不但使我们进入真理丰盛的知识里面,
not only will we enter into the abundance of the truth,
可见我们这个使命感,
we want to receive a sense of mission so that in our life we will use these principles.
这个礼拜我们已经思想了天使是父意的灵,
last week we already meditated upon the topic that angels are ministering spirits.
是父用差遣意,
they were sent.
是要为那些将要承受救恩的人所效力,
the purpose is to serve those who will inherit salvation.
像在整个圣经里面给我们看见, 天使也不是比人更低的,
so we see in the whole Bible that the angels were not created lower than human beings. On the contrary, human beings were created lower than the angels. What is the event that occurred that gives us the privilege to judge the angels and for them to serve us?
天使受审判,
when angels are being judged, does it not mean that they have sinned? All these important teachings of the Bible help our spirit, our spirituality to be guided by important principles
at crucial.
When angels opposed God, they became angels who lost their original status. When they lost their status, it's not that God has changed their status of position. But it's because they did not want to stay in the position they were in. And they fell from their original position. And God gave them a name, and the name is Satan and the fallen angels. And all these fallen angels serve Satan, not God. These are things that happen in the spiritual world. And these are things that happen before God created man.
So 一个人抵挡神, 他一定要照天使一样, 不守本位,
so when a person opposes God, he is like a fallen angel, moved away from his original position. But when a person inherits salvation, it's a completely different matter. Because the promise within salvation is the life of God himself. God is not created. And everything outside of God has been created. The life of God therefore is not a life within the creation order. The life of God is eternal, is the life of God himself. So when a person inherits salvation, he inherits the promise of eternal life. Because of this life, we are called the children of God. This is not from desires, or from our flesh, but from the Spirit of God. Because unless we are born of the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God, nor can we see God. When the Holy Spirit gives us the life of God, because of the grace of salvation, our status has changed and surpasses the original status. A fallen angel left their original position and they became lower. But because we inherited salvation, because of the promise of eternal life, our status has been elevated. What about angels who did not sin? Those angels who did not sin held on to their status and did not fall. But their position and status are still that of a created being. But when we inherit the eternal life that God has given to us, our status immediately became higher than this created being.
为那要承受眷的人效力吗？
This is why verse 14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation?
上个礼拜我们提到七件很重要的事情。
Last week we talked about a few important things.
天使在人还没有预备机会的以前，已经蒙差遣要来预备效力这些将要承受的人的。
That the angels before a person has decided to accept salvation are already sent to serve him.
So in the Old
Testament, there are many examples of angels being
sent. They
came to give prophecy about the birth of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to
God. When
Jesus Christ came to the
earth,
Christ is the only Savior who can accomplish salvation.
He
is the unique Savior.
基督的救赎工作是天使没有份的。
His work of salvation cannot be done by the angels.
基督的救赎工作也是先知没有份的。
The work of salvation also cannot be done by the prophets.
基督的救赎工作更是以后的使徒没有份的。
And the apostles also cannot accomplish salvation.
耶稣基督自己所呈现的救赎，使徒有份，先知有份，但是天使没有份。
But the salvation that has been accomplished by Jesus Christ, the prophets have a part in it, the apostles, but not the angels.
这些都是圣经里面很清楚记载的事情。
All these are very important teaching in the Bible.
但是这些教义不是明文写下来。
But it is not very explicit in the Bible.
而是隐藏在字里行间。
And it is implicit within the words.
所以我们读经的时候要慎思明辨，我们要好好比较，我们要好好反省。
So when we read the Bible, we need to study carefully and make careful comparison.
到了希伯来书第二章的时候，就很清楚交代一件事情出来了。
When we reach second chapter of Hebrews, we see an important lesson.
上帝不救拔天使。
God is not going to save the angels.
他只拯救亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He only saved the descendants of Abraham.
所以这样的天使与救恩是没有关系。
And so angels have no part in salvation.
基督成就救恩以后，不但天使的成就救恩的事情没有份，成就了救恩以后，他照样没有份。
After the accomplishment of the salvation, the angels have no part whatsoever in it.
基督是不自成就救恩。
Jesus Christ accomplished salvation all by himself.
已经成就了救恩，只有给人有机会悔改领受，天使是没有机会的。
And the accomplished salvation is only given to men, but not the angels.
那么在救赎、救主、救恩这些里面，天使的责任同他们的身份是什么呢？
So what are the responsibilities for the angels with regard to salvation?
他们不过是蒙差遣来效劳那些要承受救恩的人，就是你跟我。
They are but ministering spirits sent to serve people who inherit salvation, as people like you and I.
我们的身份就比这些善良没有堕落，不过是蒙差遣效劳承受救恩的这些天使还更高一层的一个地位。
So our status will be higher than these good angels who did not fall.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
天使是神的仆役。
The angels are servants of God.
在家里儿女跟仆役哪一个大？
In our family, which is bigger, the servant or the child?
在家里面儿女的地位更高，或者是仆人的身份更高？
Whose status is higher, the children or the servants?
我问你啊，
I'm asking you the question.
你们怎么眼睛大大，全部静静不讲话呢？一个家里面的儿女的身份高，或者仆役的身份高呢？
Who is, has a higher status?
儿女的身份高。
Of course, the children.
怪不得你说我是神的儿女，唐牧师是神的仆人，所以你要欺负传道人。
And so you say I'm a child of God, but Reverend Tong is a servant of God.
我在这里不谈那件事情。
We don't say about
this. 我们在这个神的面前，我们都是神的仆人。
Surely in front of God, we are all servants of God.
我们都奉献自己成为义的奴仆。
We have given ourselves to be the slaves of righteousness.
我们都是要侍奉我们的主，是神的仆人。
We want to serve our Lord and become His servant.
我是台上的仆人，你是台下的仆人。
I'm a servant on the pulpit, and you are a servant in the congregation.
台是不是比较高一点，你就知道了。我要讲什么
？If it's a bit higher, you can tell physically.
我们谈天使跟基督徒的比较就不一样。
There's a bit of comparison between the angels and the Christians.
领受救恩的人成为神的儿女。
When we receive salvation, we become children of God.
他们有神的生命在他们身上。
We have the life of God within us.
但是天使没有领受救恩。
Angels have never received salvation.
天使没有领受神的生命。
And they have never received the life of God.
天使的生命永远是受造者的生命。
So forever their life belongs to that of a created being.
不是神自己的生命来重生他们。
It's not that the life of God reborn them.
那是被 造的生命。
It's a life that has been created.
天赐的生命是比我们领受救恩以后那个永生的生命更低层的生命。
And so their life is of a lower order than those of us who have inherited salvation.
当我们领受救恩的时候
，But when we inherit salvation,
天赐就成为服务于我们神所差遣的仆役了。
The angels became servants to serve us.
那么这里面的感受到底是如何呢
？What kind of feelings do we have about this?
我们就从圣经里面一些暗示的中间来看看天使对这件事的回应到底是什么。
We can see this from some of the passages and implicitly telling us about the reaction of the angels.
神是灵。
God is an angel, a spirit.
人被造有神的形象样子，也是灵。
We are made in the image of God, so we have spiritual dimension.
人的灵是以肉身配合，跟人又有灵魂又有身体的一个货物。
Our spirit is combined with our physical body, so we become a being with a spirit and physical dimensions.
天使被造也是灵。
The angels were created as spirit.
而且他是纯粹的灵。
And they are pure spirit.
这样，天使是灵，人是灵，这个魔鬼是灵。
And so the angels is a spirit, the human being is a spirit, so is a Satan.
神也是灵。
And God is the spirit.
让整个宇宙中间，无论自然，无论超自然，是灵的活物，一共只有四样。
There are only four spiritual beings in the entire universe.
神
God
天使
The angels
人
Humans
还有撒旦和邪灵
And Satan and evil spirits.
以这四个范围里面的活物，被称为是灵体。
And all these four categories are referred to as spiritual beings.
这其中的人的灵是以身体配合，成为一个有灵的复魂。
Man is the only unique feature here in that we are a combination of the physical and the spiritual.
有身体的灵性活物。
We are a spiritual being with a physical body.
或者有灵性的这个生物活物。
Or we can say that we are living being with the spirit.
那神的灵与所有的灵不一样的地方在哪里呢
？What is the difference between the spirit of God and all other spirits?
神的灵是自由拥有的创造的灵。
The spirit of God is self-existing and everlasting, the spirit of creation.
神的灵是没有开始，没有结束。
The spirit of God does not have a beginning or does it have an end.
其他被造的灵是被造有开始，没有结束的灵。
All other beings are created with a beginning and without an end.
所以神是从亘古到永远，自我存在，永恒的上帝。
God is the God that exists from everlasting to everlasting.
其他的灵被造而有开始存在的灵的活物。
All other beings are created, so they have a beginning.
所以这是完全不一样的。
That's a very big difference.
那么当神造他自己最高的智慧、最完美的旨意为人预备救恩的时候。
So when God created and prepared salvation for man using his highest wisdom and knowledge.
人可以领受这个最好的信息，这就叫做救恩的信息，这就叫做福音的信息。
We are given the opportunity to receive this great salvation and this great message which we call the gospel.
既然圣经有启示，上帝不救拔天使，所以这个信息呢，天使就没有关系了。
And because the Bible tells us that God is not going to save the angels, so the gospel has no meaning to them.
同样是被造的灵，当人犯罪的时候，有可能被拯救，一生和好，罪的赦免，领受救恩。为什么撒旦没有这个权柄呢
？We are created as spiritual beings, so why is it that man can have the opportunity to receive salvation and to be reconciled with God, but not Satan?
所以这样我们就看见撒旦对这件事有一些的回应，是我们可以体会出来的。
So there are some reactions from Satan that we can read from the scripture.
天使可以分成两类。
There are two types of angels.
第一类就是抵挡神，成为撒旦不守本位的天使。
The first type of angels are those that oppose God and became evil spirit and Satan.
这些灵体就堕落了。
And all these spiritual beings fell.
他们离开了原先的位分。
They left their original positions.
他们离开了神的使爱。
They left the grace and mercy of God.
他们不再遵行神的命令。
They no longer follow the will of God.
他们等候末日的大审判。
They are waiting for the great judgment in the last day.
所谓这些天使，堕落的天使，撒旦跟他的其他某差遣的灵体。预备了永火的地狱。
And God has prepared for this Satan, these fallen angels, the everlasting lake of fire.
第二类的天使。
The second type of spirit.
就是来保守本位，在神的旨意命令中间 专心神的旨意的那些好的天使
are good angels that fulfill their obligation and position and serve God eternally.
这些天使圣经暗示他们后来就被神所肯定，就被神所拣选，他们就永远不再犯罪，不会犯罪。
The Bible hints to us that these angels have been affirmed by God that they will never ever sin.
所以保罗对提摩太说：“我在蒙拣选的天使面前吩咐你说。”
And so Paul said to Timothy that in front of angels who have been elected, I say this to you.
这两方的天使，他们是顺服神、敬拜神，大有命令、大有全能。来遵循神命令的这个灵体。
These good angels are spiritual beings that are obedient to God and with great power of following the will of God.
因为他的权柄这么大。
Because they have great power.
甚至有一些宗教把他们当作敬拜的对象。
Some faith treat them as objects of worship.
这是完全错误的。
This is absolutely wrong.
基督徒不可以敬拜天使。
Christians should not worship the angels.
基督徒不可以敬拜先知。
Christians cannot worship the prophets.
基督徒不可以敬拜使徒。
The Christians should not worship the apostles.
基督徒也不可以敬拜玛利亚。
Christians should not worship Mary.
因为他们都不过是神的仆人，但他们不是神的本体。
Because they are but servants of God, not God himself.
他们是被造者，他们不是创造主。
They have been created, they are not the creator.
我们不可以像天主教一样的，像使徒、圣徒，甚至像天使或者玛利亚来祷告。
So unlike the Roman Catholics, we will not pray and worship the angels, the prophets, or Mary.
因为这是一个亵渎。
Because this is blasphemy.
这是一个冒犯。
And this is offensive.
这是整个信仰的偏差。
This is the entire bias of the faith.
那么天使们不过是服务于这些领受救恩的灵，所以呢，这些天使到底对救恩的反应是什么呢？
Angels are about ministering spirits like servants serving people like us. So what kind of reactions do they have?
神只有拯救人。
God will only save men.
神没有拯救堕落的天使。
God is not going to save the fallen angels.
神也没有把他的生命赐给被造守本位的良善的天使。
God also did not give his eternal life to those good angels who held on to their position.
心中的感受一定是不一样的。
So surely there is a different reaction.
那么天使会不会这样想呢？怎么同样是灵，同样被造，同样被赋予自由，我无用的时候堕落，没有得救的机会。你犯罪堕落，无用自由，为什么你还有这个得救的可能？
Would angels think that as the same created being, why is it that I do not have the opportunity for salvation, but man has?
你怎么样想？
What about you?
同样留级。
It's the same thing.
你隔壁那个还可以补考，你不可以。
Maybe you did not pass your exam, but your friend get a chance, but you did not.
你什么感受？
What kind of reaction will
you? 同样是学生。
We are the same students.
同样留级。
We did not pass our exam together.
可以再次得到机会，你没有。
Maybe your friend has been given a second chance, but not you.
这样的天使的反应，圣经也提出来。
The Bible also recorded the reaction of the angels.
圣经怎么样提出这个事情？
What did the Bible say about this?
就是犯罪的天使对人的态度是怎么样？
And we can see in the attitude of those angels were
saved. 善良的天使对人的态度又是怎么样？
And the attitude of the good angels towards men.
天使堕落以后，圣经有三方面来描写他的工作。
The Bible describes the three different areas of work for the fallen angels.
第一个关于工作，
the first area.
对于神来说，这些堕落天使就被称为撒旦，因为他们是抵挡者。
But the Bible says that the fallen angels are opposer of God.
第二，
secondly,
这些堕落天使对人来说，他们是试探者。
Towards men, these fallen angels and angels are the tempters.
第三，这些天使对于已经得救的基督徒来说，他们是控告者。
Thirdly, all these fallen angels are accuser to those of us who have received salvation.
抵挡者
，opposer，
试探者
，tempters，
控告者
，and accusers.
这是撒旦对神、对人、对教会的三方面的工作。
These are the three works that Satan has towards God, towards man, and towards the church.
既然堕落的天使抵挡神，
since the fallen angel opposes God,
神的旨意他们都看不在眼里面，
and they are not interested in the will of God,
他们心里面绝对不肯接受。
In their heart, they will not accept.
他们只做破坏的工作。
They only do work of destruction.
他把被造而被赋予的能力当作抵挡创造者 来抵挡他旨意的一个力量。
And using the strength of the creation, they use it to oppose God.
所以呢，他是抵挡者。
So they are opposers.
那么圣经提到罪人的关系怎么讲呢
？What about the relationship between them and man?
那试探人的来到耶稣的面前。
And the Bible said the tempter came before Jesus Christ.
撒旦罪人的工作就是试探的工作。
So his work includes temptation.
他要把你拉下来。
He's going to pull you down.
叫你也堕落离开本位。
So that you will also fall away from your original position.
你在人的地位上，因为你还可以蒙上帝所喜悦。
He's not willing that you will receive the grace of God.
所以他巴不得我们都犯罪。
So he wants all of us to sin.
他巴不得我们都跌倒。
He wants all of us to fall.
他巴不得我们都离开神的旨意。
He wants us to move away from the will of God.
各样的情欲、试探、各样的败坏，包围着我们，使我们被拉到离开神、离开神、抵挡上帝的地步。
So he uses all sorts of desires, temptations, and decadence to pull us away from God.
这就表示呢，撒旦根本不喜欢人遵行神的旨意。
This means that Satan is not willing that we obey the will of God.
撒旦不喜欢人继续蒙受上帝的恩爱。
Satan does not want us to continue to receive the grace of God.
恶意要我们过犯罪的生活。
So in his evil intention, we must sin.
这就提醒我们，我们的自由已经不再是中性了。
It tells us that our freedom no longer is neutral in nature.
我们自己控制自己的权柄的背后，有撒旦的试探，要把我们的中性变成指向邪恶的本性里面去。
And our ability to have freedom and free will behind it has the power of Satan to control us to move towards evil.
那么那些善良的天使，圣经又怎么讲呢
？What about the good angels?
善良的天使，圣经告诉我们，从耶稣的话里面启示出来，他们喜欢我们领受救恩。
The Bible tells us from the words of Jesus that good angels would like it if we receive it.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们，在地上如果有一个人悔改，天上有千千万万的使者为他们欢喜快乐。”
So Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, if there's one who receives salvation, there will be thousands upon thousands of angels that will rejoice together with him."
这些的话都暗示了这些灵界对我们领受救恩的权柄所做出的反应到底是什么
？All these verses give us a hint of the reaction of all these spiritual beings towards our receiving of the salvation.
这样救恩的信息对天使、对人、对撒旦，有什么话我们可以去了解、去分开来呢
？How can we understand the message of the gospel towards men, towards the angels?
对邪恶的撒旦来说。
Towards the evil angels,
上帝的救恩
the salvation of God,
是他最大惊惶的一个信息
is some a message of fear for him.
最大的惊惶
the biggest fear,
就是神爱世人，甚至将那独生子赐给他们，叫一些信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Is that God should love the world so much that He gave us His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这是唯一的好消息。
And this is the only good news.
这是独一的信息。
It is a unique message.
神拯救犯罪的人。
And that is God saves sinners.
神不要人灭亡，要人得救。
God does not want us to perish but want to save us.
撒旦听见救恩的信息，他就得到最大的惊惶。
When Satan hears the message of salvation, he will be in great fear.
那么对人来说
，What about towards men?
神救赎的信息成了什么呢
？The gospel, the message of the gospel, what does it become?
成了人类最大的惊喜。
It becomes the greatest surprise for men.
一边惊一边很欢喜。
At the same time, while we are fearing, we also are happy about it.
这么神这么爱我呢
？How can it be that God loves me so much?
这么他的独生子也为我死呢？
How can it be that his only son would die for me?
怎么可能我灭亡了变成可以得到永生
？How is it possible that I should perish but now I have eternal
life? 神爱世人，甚至将那独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Because God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall never perish but have eternal life.
这是大喜的信息。
This is a great news of greatness.
我把大喜的信息传给你们。
So I bring to you news of great tidings.
因为有个婴孩包着不朽的记号，生在大卫的城里，他就是你们的救主。
Because a son will be born to you in the city of David, He will be your savior.
这个信息是人间最大惊喜的一个信息。
And this is a great news of surprise to men.
那么最善良那些守住本位的天使来说，这个信息的反应是什么呢
？What kind of reactions does the good angel have towards this?
这是最大的惊奇。
And this is the greatest surprise to them.
是这些天使呢非常惊奇，怎么可能人堕落了失败了 犯罪了还有得救的盼望呢？
They are astonished that men, although have fallen, were given the chance to repent and go back to God.
所以用尘土所造的这么卑微的货物，竟然神的儿子也为他到世界上来死呢？
They are astonished that the Son of God should come to earth to die for these lowly people made of dust.
所以他们永远不明白。
It is something they will never understand.
怎么可能？
How can it be possible?
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
实实在在是神已经显明出来的恩典。
But truly, this is a grace that God has shown us.
对他们来说，无限的惊奇。
So they are always in a state of astonishment.
惊慌、惊喜、惊奇。
So there's fear, there is surprise, and there's astonishment.
大家说一句，一二三。惊惶、惊喜、惊奇，你可以表达三种面孔出来吗？
Can you have these three expressions on your face?
惊惶的时候，你的面怎么样的呢？
What kind of facial expression you have in fear?
惊喜的时候，你的面又怎么样呢？
What about in a surprise?
惊奇的时候，你又感到怎么样呢？
What about astonishment?
这是灵界的三大反应。
There are three reactions in the spiritual world.
最大的惊惶。
The biggest fear.
它手忙脚乱。他不知道怎么样处理了。既然神已经讲定了，
because God has made His will，
他唯一的办法就是更多破坏，更多试探。你得救以后，更多控告你，这是撒旦的工作。
The only thing that He can do is to give you greater opposition after you receive salvation and to prevent you from receiving salvation.
那么对基督徒来说呢？
To us Christians，
没有比这个更好的消息。
There is no greater news。
没有比这个更大的福音了。
There is no better news than this。
我爱传讲福音。
I love to tell the story。
就是到了天上去。
Until I
read the heaven,
I will still talk about this
gospel. And it
will never end for thousands of
years.
I want to sing and praise
the Lord.
Because He
saved me. He
cleaned my
sin.
He helped me not to
perish.
He gave me the eternal life.
基督徒永远以最大的惊喜来迎接神所给我们的救恩的信息。
So with the greatest surprise and joy we receive the salvation of God.
那么你说这些我都可以明白。
You say I can understand all this.
因为圣经所启示的跟你所讲的是很符合的。
Because this is according to what the Bible says.
那怎么知道这很良善的天使感到很惊奇呢？
But you said that the good angels were astonished. How do I know that?
是不是为了这三个词句听起来很好听，就加上个惊喜才做结束呢？
Is it because it is very interesting to have these three similar
phrases? 不是的。
No.
圣经有一节的圣经提到善良的天使无限好奇为什么人会领受救恩。
The Bible tells us in a particular verse that the good angels were curious as to why men can receive salvation.
在哪里啊？
Where is this?
有没有啊？你说大概有，不知道在哪里。
Probably there is, but I don't know where it is.
好像在哪里读过，也不知道第几章第几节。
I can't really remember which verse.
反正既然来听了，就交托给你唐牧师算了。
And since you say so, then it must be so.
你相信善良的天使很惊奇吗？
Do you believe that the good angels are astonished?
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
你现在不是信上帝，你是信我。
Now you are not believing in God.
我在问你，你相信善良的天使对救赎的福音会感到很惊奇吗？
Let me ask you again. Do you think that the good angels are astonished that men should have received salvation?
你相信吗？这不可能。
How is it possible?
上帝你就爱这样的人。
And God should love people like that.
你看见了查尔斯王子爱上那个老太婆，你感到很奇怪。
And you know that Prince Charles loved a very old woman. You feel that very strange.
不可能。
How is it possible?
就戴安娜这么漂亮，他不来去爱那个傻，真是傻瓜。
And Princess Diana is so much more beautiful, so you must be crazy.
你为戴安娜很抱不平。
And so you feel very unfair.
一想就一气那个王子。
And so you hate the prince for.
但是后来想想，那个老人家就是你的表姐。
Perhaps the old lady is your cousin.
久久都没有人来追求她。
And so many years nobody.
原来王太子喜欢她了。
And then the prince came looking for her.
所以你说虽然老老也不错啊，你对她暗暗高兴就是了。
So maybe you'll be happy if the person is related to you.
所以你看，天使对人领受救恩，那个感情是很复杂的。
The emotional response for the angels must be very complex.
人算什么？
What kind of what is a human being?
地上的尘土造出来。
They were made by dust.
比我们更低的。
They were lower than us.
不过是几十公斤。
And they are only a several tens of kilos.
臭皮蛋把它包起来。
As a physical body.
所以他到这里受拦阻，到哪里太累赘，那行李太重要坐飞机。
And he's limited in everything, so he has to travel by the planes.
我们这些天使同伴两个翅膀飞出来就远走高飞了。
For angels, we can fly anywhere we want.
像人类有什么可爱？
And human beings are not beautiful.
两天不洗澡就臭得要命。
If they don't take a bath, they will stink.
三天不吃饭就饿得要命。
And they will be in great starvation if they don't eat.
白天一直讲话，晚上还是一直讲话。
And they talk all the time from morning to night.
人有什么可爱？
What's so good about human beings?
为什么上帝还要救这些犯罪的人呢？
Why would God save these sinners?
但是奇怪哦。
So it's curious.
上帝怎么会救这些人呢？
And how, why would God want to save them?
原来上帝的爱这么大。
Because the love of God is so great.
这么卑微的人，神都爱他。
He loves even such humble people.
任何的天使就不甘愿妒忌，就试探，就诽谤，就抵挡上帝，就拉你进到罪恶里面去。
So the bad angels are not willing for this to happen. They will tempt you, they will oppose you, and they persecute you.
但好的天使就为你高兴。
But the good angels will be glad for you.
当你看那个丑八怪嫁得出去的时候。
When you see an ugly person finally getting married.
你说母夜叉也找到丈夫了。
And you say such an ugly person can still
get married. 你为他高兴，你就是好人。
And you will be happy for them, so you're a good person.
如果你为好看的人嫁得出去，你妒忌，你就是坏蛋。
But if you are jealous when a beautiful person get married, then you are bad.
这很明显的道理。
It's a very simple deal.
良善的天使。 感到很惊奇,
so good angels are curious.
很惊奇,
very astonished.
很奇妙,
why is it?
为什么上帝爱人?
Why would God
say that? 很奇妙,
it's strange.
人竟然给上帝爱到了,
that men could have been loved. 很高兴,
很高兴,
and they are glad for us.
对他不妒忌,
they are not jealous.
他不诽谤,
and they also will not kill us. They will not destroy us.
他不试探,
they will not tempt us.
他不攻击,
they will not accuse us.
孔子说君子成人之美,
and Confucius said that a good gentleman will fulfill what other people desire.
怎么样成人之美呢?
How would the angels do that?
他说我就猛差遣服侍他做他们的仆人我也甘愿了。
And so they are willing to come to be our servants.
所以天使来服侍我们的时候,
when angels come to minister to us,
他很甘心情愿,
they did it willingly.
这个叫做灵成人之美。
And this is what the Spirit will do to fulfill our
goodness.
And angels will fulfill the goodness of
God.
They were sent by God. And these are gentlemanly angels.
It's
not like other type of angels.
不像那些呢,这个败坏的。 抵挡人的小人的天使
and not like other angels that opposes us and destroys us.
那么唐牧师你说的那一节圣经在哪里?
And you say, Reverend Tong, where is this verse?
现在我们一起来看好不好?
And let us read it together.
彼得前书一章第十二节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 12
翻到了我要请楼建华博士站起来大声念
You ask Dr. Low to read this for us.
彼得前书第一章第十二节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 12
好，我们大家来最后这一句，一二三，天使也愿意详细查看这件事。你看见天使跟先知不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between the angels and the prophets is seen in the last portion of verse
12。我宣读第十节、第十一节。
I'm going to read verse 10 and verse 11。
12节大家开声来读。
And verse 12 we read together.
论到这句文，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知。 早已详细的寻求考察，早已详细寻求考察。谁呀？谁呀？你们读经读到哪里去了？谁呀？先知，一个先知就众多先知呢？众多先知早已详细考察，考察什么呢？ 考察什么？这救恩，现在我们谈救恩，对不对？已经详细早考察这个救恩。
The verse tells us that the prophets who spoke of the grace they come to you search intensely from the beginning with the greatest care.
那怎么考察呢？
How do they search?
请大家注意第十一节。
Let's see verse 11.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵。
Trying to find the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ
is in them. 什么意思呢？ 这些先知的旧约心中已经有基督的灵了。
That means all these prophets already have the Spirit of Christ in them.
很不一样的人。
They are very different people.
圣灵在他们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit was
in them. 圣灵在他们心中。
Was in their heart.
圣灵默示他们。
The Holy Spirit
enlightened them. 先知们领受圣灵的默示，就预 先看见了，同时代的人没有看见的事情。
Because they were inspired by the Holy Spirit, they are able to see things that the generation could not see.
他们预先知道以后基督要怎么样来。
From the beginning, they already knew how Jesus Christ would come.
他们怎么知道？
How did they do this?
上帝的灵，基督的灵在他们的心里面。
Because the Spirit of Christ was in them.
好，现在接下去，预先证明基督受苦了。
The Spirit of Christ was in them, was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ.
后来的荣耀,
and the glories that will follow.
是指什么时候,
and to tell them which time it was.
定正量的时候,
to decide the time.
大家读第十一节, 一、二、三, 就是考察在他们心里基督的灵, 预言证明基督受苦难, 后来的荣耀, 是指什么时候, 定正量的时候, 十二节一通开声来读，一二三，他们的启示，知道他们所传的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们那靠着天上差来的圣灵传给你们的人。现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细考察这些。你看见详细考察出现两次吗？
The last verse says, even angels long to look into these things.
第一次是先知详细考察,
the first time they searched intensely by the prophets.
这是第十节,
we see that in verse 10.
第二次是天使详细考察,
the second instance of looking into it is in verse 14.
这是第十二节,
even angels long to look into these things. The last
verse.
What is the difference between these two searching?
天使是后来, 愿意详细考察。
The angels came after they longed to look at the
things. 先知预先详细考察在他们心中基督的灵。
Whereas the prophets searched from the very beginning the Spirit of God.
因为他们得了启示。
Because they were inspired.
所以这一方的圣经清楚给我们看见, 天使的这件事情上是局外的见证人而已。
Over this passage, we see that the angels were outsiders looking to the matter.
先知们是蒙圣灵启示的预言者,
whereas prophets have been inspired by the Holy Spirit giving prophecy.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
所以你看见人在经文的事情上位分比天使更重要，是整本圣经同样见证出来的。
This is the consistent testimony of the whole Bible that man has a more important status than angels.
人是谁?
Who are men?
人是神按照他们自己的形象样式而被造的一个活物。
Men are beings that have been created in the image of God.
人是谁?
Who are men?
人是神在宇宙中间一个代表性的杰作。
Man is a representation of God in the entire universe.
人是谁?
Who is man?
人是神永世计划中间最重要的工作的对象。
Man is the target towards the eternal work of God.
人是谁?
Who is man?
人是神要借着救赎使他们以基督合为成为神的众儿女的那一群。
Man is the being that God wants us to become His children through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以天使不过是仆役。
And angels are just servants.
这样神对人的救赎,
so the salvation that God has
given
has not been inspired to the angels.
神对人的救赋,
the salvation that God has
given to us
was told to us through human beings, the prophets who were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这样先知内代有基督的灵启示他们关于救恩的问题。
So in the prophets, there is the Spirit of Christ inspiring them about prophecy towards salvation.
成了人，在人的肉身中间定了罪案，为我们领受审判。结果呢，他把我们从罪恶中间救出来。
And Christ became incarnated and lived among us to receive the punishment in the cross, and in the end, He brought salvation.
然后这个领受救恩的人，神就差遣天使来服侍他们。
And then for those who inherit the salvation, God will send angels to serve us.
所以希伯来书，哎，这个彼得前书第一章第十二节最后一句话，就变成全本圣经特别唯有一次的一句话。
The last verse in verse 14, verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 1 is a unique verse.
就是天使何等愿意详细明白 神为人预备的救恩这件事情。
And it is even angels long to look into the matter of salvation that God has prepared for us.
这些圣经已经吸引我注意几十年了。
I have taken note of this verse for many decades.
甚至像个小孩子说，听见有这样的秘密，真的吗？我要知道这秘密是什么。
Angels are like children when they hear this, they are curious and want to know what is this secret.
这里给我们看见他的好奇。
They long and they are curious.
这里给我们看见他顺服。
But they are submissive.
这里给我们看见他还有个求知的一面。
Here we see that they want to know.
主啊，给我知道吧。
They say, Lord, I want to know.
知道你为人预备的救恩是什么。
I long to look into the salvation.
我也要详细考察这个事情。
I also want to look into it in detail.
先知早已详细考察。
But the prophets have already long understood this.
后来已经预言出来了。
And gave prophecy.
已经为基督到世界成就救恩的事情，已经做好了整个救恩的预备了。
And already prepared the pathway for Jesus Christ and His salvation plan.
天使看到这个救恩临到人间，他很愿意详细考察，他要明白这些事是什么。
And the verse tells us that when the angels know that the salvation is coming, they long to look into these things.
我们就不能不思想到救赎的步骤。天使有份到哪里？
So we need to understand the part that angels will play in the work of salvation.
这方面我们看见圣经记载了很多与救赎有关的事情，天使都出现了。
Angels will appear in many occasions in matters relating to salvation.
这是很刺激人、很吸引人的一件事情。
This is something that attracts us.
在旧约圣经里面，我们看见天使常常出现。
In the Old Testament, the angels appear all the time.
其中有一个蒙差遣的，就是基督的本体。
And one of them is called the type of Jesus.
其他的蒙被造与他一同出现的受造的天使。
And then other occasions were called the created angels.
但是这些同整个救赎事件没有多大的关系。
But all this appearance has not much relationship with salvation.
但是
，However，
当基督到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus Christ came to the world，
亲自道成肉身，要在肉身中间定罪案，要在肉身中间受审判，要在肉身的受苦中间成就救赎。
He came as physical being among us to live among us to receive judgment and to suffer for us.
这就变成在历史中间有关救赎成全的步骤这些的事件。
And in history, this becomes something that happened historically in relation to salvation.
The facts and the events of the historical fact concerning the gospel, it was accomplished by Jesus Christ, the incarnated Word.那这样的天使怎么有份呢？
And what role did the angels play?
请你注意，基督的降生，
the birth of Jesus Christ，
基督的受试探，
and the temptation of Christ，
基督克西马尼的逮捕，
when he was praying in Gethsemane，
基督的受审判，
when he was judged，
基督的十字架上，
when he was crucified，
基督被埋葬，
when he was buried，
基督死里复活，
when he was resurrected，
基督的升天，
when he ascended，
和基督的再来。
And he's coming again.
这就是我刚才说的 historical facts.
All these are historical facts.
这就是 the most important events of the salvation.
And these are important events in salvation.
耶稣基督在这救赎的施行成全的步骤中间，这些历史事件是很重要的。
All these steps and events in history in relation to salvation is very important.
为什么我们福音派的人拒绝新派的神学呢？
Why is it that evangelicals will reject the liberal teaching?
就是因为他们否定这些救赎性的历史事件。
Because the liberals deny all these historical facts of salvation.
神学家不相信童贞女怀孕生子的时候。
When the theologian reject the idea of the virgin birth.
当一个神学家否定基督在世上以无罪的圣洁的生活，这正是他的时候。
When a theologian reject that Jesus Christ came as a sinless human being.
当一个神学家不赞成、不同意耶稣基督代替我们的罪死在十字架上的时候。
When a theologian reject the idea that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
一个神学家否定、不相信基督死了再从死里面复活的时候。
When a theologian denied the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们拒绝这种神学的系统。
And we reject all these theological systems.
因为他们整个神学的动机就是以不信的恶心来强解圣经，符合他们有限的头脑。
Because their motivation is to use a heart of unbelief to fulfill their reasoning thoughts.
既然以不信的恶心做出发点。
And since they started with a heart of unbelief.
他们的神学理论就不是神学，那是人学，甚至可以说是鬼学。
And the theology will not be the theology regarding God, could be the theology regarding Satan. For all evangelical theologians, because we say that we believe in the gospel,
and this is the